minutes. Welcome to 10 dozen minutes of Smacking the Potato with Jick and Skullhead. I am Mr. Skullhead. Jick, are you there?
Sure am. I'm bewildered, though, by your euphemism. What exactly is Smacking the Potato?
Well, you know, like smacking a potato. Sometimes those bastards need to be taught a lesson.
All right. I prefer to poke them in the eyes.
Mm. That takes time, though.
It does. It does, especially if it's been there for a long time, yeah. in your cabinet, growing lots of vines. Oh, how you doing today, Mr. Skullhead?
I'm freezing my ass off.
Oh yeah, why is that?
yesterday we were wandering around in short pants and enjoying the, like, I don't know, what's the Indian summer in the spring? Is it like a Japanese summer or something? But today it snowed 6 inches and was 32 degrees all day.
Hmm. while you were in the short pants, were you like rolling a hoop with a stick? Because that's what the phrase short pants always recalls in my mind.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah? Hey, what was that? There was some game where there was like a poster or a magazine texture on a coffee table somewhere that was extreme hoop and stick. And it was this guy like rolling a hoop with a stick, except the hoop was on fire.
Huh.
It's pretty clever. I went to visit my mother this weekend, and she said to say hi.
Did she say to say thanks?
Yeah, she did. But cool. I wasn't going to. I was just pretending that didn't actually happen. Skipperick was headed down there to drop some stuff off with I Speculum, who is driving to Arkansas and has kindly volunteered to take all of our tents and shit with him. And I caught a ride down with her. My mom bought a slot machine.
Yeah?
It's kind of weird. Yeah, she cool. Like an actual casino one, like exactly the kind that you would see if you were giving a bunch of money to Indians.
Mm-hmm.
Except now you're giving a bunch of money to my mom, which is not unusual for you.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was a good time was had by most. Got to hang out with iSpec a bit. Got to eat a tasty burger at a place called the Red Garter. The waitresses there had very large breasts. It was satisfying. let's see. I got a handful of questions, which are probably from last week. The first one, Matrix Michael, who asked a whole bunch of kind of annoying questions in a row, did ask one. Did you know that the British comedy character Mr. Bean has a Pez dispenser made in his likeness? And that got me thinking. I wonder what's involved in getting custom Pez dispensers made. So I looked into it. Guess what the minimum quantity is for custom Pez dispensers, Mr. Skullhead?
1,000?
2 million!
You're kidding.
No, it's basically like, we're going to make a webpage about custom Pez dispensers and then reveal the punchline, which is that no one is ever going to get custom Pez dispensers.
Holy fuck.
Because you have to get 2 million units, which is just ludicrous. Yeah. Let's see. There's a handful of other things that we should probably get on here. UCM 297 says, which movie is funnier, Team America World Police or Anchorman? Having seen neither of them, I'm going to have to go with Team America World Police.
Well, I haven't seen either of them either, but Team America World Police does have a lack of Will Ferrell, so
yeah.
I'm rooting for that one.
Anchorman does have a lack of gay-ass puppets, though.
Yeah.
Gorgonzilla, I don't remember if I addressed this last time, but Gorgonzilla says, recently using Astral Shell prevented me from losing more than one hit point at a time. Now I'm getting my ass kicked, even if I'm astrally shelled. Did something change? Yeah, something did change. I had done this really cool trick with my text editor, where instead of Astral Shell adding 50 to the damage absorption that's calculated as a sum of your equipment and the effects that you have and the bucklers and stuff, it was adding 50505050505050 50 repeated 50 times. So it was effectively infinite. And that made it so if you had Astral Shell on, you basically never took more than one hit point of damage. And that was fixed. or nerfed, as they said in the forums.
Sorry. My throat is full of things that I'd rather not discuss.
I would rather you not discuss them, too. Hosh Hosh says, In the item info menu of the Newbie Sport backpack, it says 100 capacity, but in the equipment menu, it says 100 power. Is this correct? It is, in a way, correct. It is irrelevant because the container items are not supposed to exist at all, but their power represents their carrying capacity. And I guess I updated one thing to display it that way, and one thing I forgot to update because I didn't actually ever implement them. And every single one of them is the result of an arbitrary item creation bug perpetrated by a dirty, dirty, dirty exploiter. So, yeah. RGM suggesting that I get my Sword Martini guy tattoo on my hip. I think he mistook my request for a non-gay location as a request for an especially gay location. Or on the inside of my wrist, where you could wear a watch to cover it. I've actually considered the inside of the wrist, but then it freaks me out a little bit to have a guy with a sword on my wrist, because I'd be afraid that the guy would come to life and cut my wrist.
Hmm.
And I was thinking maybe on my you know, that thing where like a heroin addict would get a wasp stinging his drug hole.
Right.
But then I thought, you know, I don't particularly want a guy holding a sword that's going to draw attention to my drug hole if I ever decide to become a heroin addict.
Yeah, well, you got to leave your options open, you know.
Yeah, I do. Yeah. And kids, I'm really just thinking forearm because I want to be like a combination of Popeye and my grandfather.
Well, Jess is just a Jezzerfly because those names are totally dissimilar. Has just about got me convinced to do right forearm, but on the, you know, like on the palm of your hand side, like if you hold up your hand, palm up, and go like an inch down from the elbow.
Oh, yeah, from the elbow pit?
Yeah.
See, that's what I was thinking of when I was talking about where you would get a wasp, although I guess the wasp would be on your bicep, sort of.
Right.
But I meant, you know, just, yeah, surrounding the elbow pit. Huh. I might be willing to, I might be willing to get it in the, although it's even though we are, you know, pretty comfortable with our heterosexual life partner status,
mm-hmm.
it is really just the pinnacle of homosexuality to get matching tattoos with another dude.
Yeah, I really wouldn't want to get them in the same place.
Yeah,
and like front of the arm versus back of the
opposite arms, you know. I mean, they do different tattoos. You know, you're gonna get your skull head with the frat paddle, right?
No, I was planning on getting the Sword Martini guy.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, well, yeah, then we especially don't want to get them in the same place, because, geez.
Well, then if we hold hands, you know, if we get opposite arms, then we can hold hands and the tattoos will be right next to each other.
Ah, that would be really cool, because we hold hands a lot, because it's fun, and it allows us to collect our mingled sweat for our bizarre Wiccan rituals. He Who Lacks Originality wrote, is it possible for you to make the display case searchable by item with the largest collection coming up on top? No, I'm not going to do that because it's really the utility of that is not worth the database strain of being able to search it because, you know, it's really just kind of a ridiculous vanity thing and there's no good reason. You know, if somebody has an impressive collection, it will speak for itself. You know, I don't want people just sitting there, I'm going to search for every single item so that I can maintain some off-site, updated every 30 seconds list of the most valuable collections or something like that. Yeah. Papazito says, Dear Chicken Skullhead, Wasteland poons Fallout. Fallout is just a crappy derivative of the best game ever. yeah, you know, I tried to play Wasteland, and it's an RPG that I consistently got killed in the very first fight, just over and over and over again, until I was like, fuck this nonsense, I'm gonna go play something else. I'm sure the Wasteland is really cool, but I just, a lot of old games like that, if I had played it as a kid, when I had a lot more patience and a lot more free time than I do now, because I have no free time now, Mr. Skullhead, what with the whole, you know, working on this game as my job. But no, when I was a kid, it was mostly the patience thing. I was down with hard video games, but now, you know, when I want to play a game, I want to make some progress. I don't want to just, like, play for an hour and get punched in the cock over and over again until it just until I stop. Let's see. Devo Boy asked, are mall limits ever going to be removed? No. JLE says, when you ascend, do the bang potions in the Dungeons of Doom get re-randomized for you? Bang being exclamation point. No, they don't, and that's because of the way that they are determined when at the time when they're first determined for a given character. It's based on something that doesn't change when you ascend. It would be nice if I made it do that. And that's actually something I could probably work in without it being that tricky. Because it'd be kind of cool. Epithet says, after Ascension is rolled out, would it be possible to implement a favorite location? Like a favorite adventuring location, like the one... like the food and drink stuff. Yeah, that's not a bad idea. I mean, that would be... I do keep statistics on who adventures where and how often, but they are buried in the logs, and they're in there with the statistics for every other action performed by everyone every time, and so kind of hard to get at. And it's something I would consider, because just out of curiosity. Cheeky Jez says, since we have penguin shorts, can we have pelican briefs? Actually, penguin shorts was a reference to pelican briefs. That was a good catch in the opposite direction. Although it wasn't mine. It was some... do you remember Jason Pageau?
Oh, yeah.
Just this weird little guy who... It really seemed like what he wanted to be when he grew up was the Death Star commander. That was just, like, really how he tried to carry himself and, as far as what he was interested in. And I didn't have the heart to tell him that, that was a long time ago in a galaxy far, far away. And he already got killed and there's no Death Star anymore, so you really can't do it. But he was a cool kid. He was one of the kids that we did some role-playing with. Last I heard, he went to jail for something.
Yeah, that was really bizarre.
Yeah, but anyway, he used to work at there was a point to this. He used to work at the B. Dalton in the mall in Prescott, Arizona, and he talked about somebody coming in asking for penguin shorts once, and what they meant was the pelican brief.
You know, my big sister worked at the same bookstore and had the same story.
Oh yeah, maybe that was actually not Jason Pageau that told me that story, but your sister.
Ah.
Wow.
Don't talk about my sister.
Yeah, well, I can talk about your big sister. Right? She and I have the same birthday, in case anyone ever finds out what that is and wants to wish us both happy birthday at the same time, thus expending a lot of effort for the sole purpose of saving a tiny bit of effort. Let's see. Avenger 007 said, and this was obviously today, I heard the Ascension date was March 15th. Is that still true? Which, if it is, that's tomorrow night. No, tomorrow, right. Will it happen after rollover or late tomorrow evening? It won't happen tomorrow. I'm still standing by the at least 3 weeks of testing, and that'll put us at the end of next week. Or really, I guess the end of this week, but I'm not going to roll it out right before Arkenstock. So I really feel like I'm going to come back, get everything rolled out before the summit that begins on, like, the 30th. So I'm saying end of this month it'll be out for public consumption. As you can see, we are... Well, there's a couple things. One is that I'm continuing to... We've gotten to a point where, in order to continue the testing, there's just a ton of work that I have to do. And you know how I am about work. And it's
like
a lot of...
Work,
a lot of... But it's... Yeah. The cool thing is, it's a lot of stuff like the stuff that I did today with McLargeHuge that you will see and be able to experience new things and read new things and see interesting stuff. We're also, I don't know if you've been noticing, but Mr. Skullhead has been diligently going through and writing new attack descriptions and, the things that it says when the monsters hit you and when they miss you for a lot of the earlier zones, because as we play through testing Ascension, we're noticing a lot of gaps in that. And he's been busting his ass providing Tefunny for all y'all. But yeah, there's a lot of things still left to do, and there's a lot of things still left to do to existing content, and there's a lot of stuff left to do with the new content, and there's a lot of stuff left to do with the mechanical parts of Ascension. So yeah, I'm reserving until the end of this month on that. And I believe that is it for my old messages from last week. So let's see if I can shuffle these browser windows around a bit. You got one to start with?
A question?
Yeah, while I look through here.
We can address him. Failure Fish, do you have any plans for St. Patrick's Day? Perhaps you will let us drink double the amount we can call now and call it St. Pete's Day or something. Then again, you could make a whole new item. Well, what we did last year was we just gave everyone in the kingdom a free 10-leaf clover, which I guess would fail to thrill the souls of our current demanding and wonderful player base. But,
yeah, when is St. Patrick's Day?
Thursday.
Oh, Jesus. See, one other thing that's throwing wrenches in this is in addition to working on Ascension, there's all the normal stuff that we have to do
right. To
keep everything fresh and running. And there are a lot of goddamn holidays in this month.
Are there?
Well, there's St. Patrick's Day and Easter.
I think that we can give Easter a pass, really.
I don't know. There's some cool stuff.
Oh yeah, there is that. Yeah.
Bubbling through my skull, and I'm sure yours, for Easter. When I went to the Seattle gathering, Aubrianne made me promise that there would be an Easter event. And you all know how well I keep my promises. Amazing. Ooh, Pa says, what happened to Mount McLarge McHuge? Mount McLarge McHuge never existed, but Mount McLarge Huge, named after, of course, Biff McLarge Huge or Chest McLarge, Rock McLarge Huge. I forget. Did you ever see that episode?
Oh yeah.
Yeah. It's do you remember what the first name of McLarge Huge was?
Yeah, Big.
Big McLarge Huge. Ah, of course. From the Space Mutiny episode of Mystery Science Theater 3000, where they came up with a lot of names like that. But, well, what happened to it was we did with it what we're planning on doing with basically every zone in the game. Going through and taking the things that just... excuse me. Boy, that Tecate doesn't feel nearly as good coming out as it does going in. Taking all these zones that currently just appear sort of seemingly at random, but really when you reach a certain level of your primary stat, and incorporating them into a sort of overarching Council of Loathing, having you do a bunch of shit until it's time to kill the sorceress narrative. So what happened to Mount McLarge Huge was it became a council quest to help the Trapper out, and now instead of just all being available at once, you do certain things with the Trapper, and he opens up zones one at a time. Unless you've got everything you need for the quest in your inventory and every property of the character that the quest requires already on, in which case you go to the Trapper, and it just dumps a whole flood of text and opens up the entire mountain on the first try. Which happened to a lot of people. But keep in mind, you will soon get to play through it again after you ascend. And it'll be fun. Hubert Rawlinson says... that's a cool name. Where does that name come from? Do you know?
I don't know. That's interesting.
It seems like the name of some character in some movie that I'm not cool enough to have seen.
Yeah.
Like, what was the one... Who was the guy that was named after... Biff Turgidson.
What is that from?
Dr. Strangelove.
Oh, right.
Buck Turgidson, not Biff Turgidson. Yeah. Why do I think everything is Biff? Biff McLarge Huge? Biff Turgidson.
Are you a big Back to the Future fan?
Is it Biff, though? Yeah, Biff Tannen. I was thinking it was Griff. But Griff's his son, right?
Yeah.
Okay, anyway. Hubert Rawlinson says, back to... Remember Hubert Rawlinson? Is there any chance of adding jumbo olives as an extra adventure drop? They're much harder to farm for than other sword drink fruit in it, and that's imbalancing the market. I really don't care if the market is imbalanced, but I do want those to be just as easy to find as the other stuff. So there are... We were talking about it in the secret channel, which doesn't exist, and I think somebody came up with a relatively good plan for making them all drop exactly the same with exactly the same frequency. Jumbo olives do actually drop in a regular adventure or in a regular fight, as it were, if you know where to go. It's one of the less frequently adventured in and cooler locations in the kingdom. It's very, very, very secret. Very secret. Let's see. Adamethos says, when we ascend, we'll lose all our effects, right? Not exactly, but yes. MaxGuy56, any estimated dates on the release of the desert area? Actually, the first zone that's going into the desert area is almost done. That'll probably roll out this week.
That's all written, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. Every single bit of it is done except for me actually creating the monster, you know, rows in the database. And
just making sure I wasn't lying down on the job.
No. You are. I don't even think there was anything that I had even a faint hope that I could pawn off on you from now until its completion, because, I'm pretty sure that's just me not doing it.
I have a question for the Jick show. Would you consider somehow saving the progress on the Sorceress's Tower? So if you go clear, say, up to the third hard to beat monster in the
that you don't have to go through the entire
like seven
thing
clicks, yeah.
again. Yeah, I probably should do that. The only problem was that I couldn't really think of a good way to do it. I mean, with the last adventure, you can sort of get into kind of partway through.
You're already flagging those, though, right?
Actually. I mean, that's maybe not a bad idea. Maybe I should just read it. Although, you know, it's possible that you could want to go back. I mean, I could see maybe putting a shortcut at the bottom of the... Because you don't have those shortcuts at the bottom of your screen like I do. I always forget about that. It's not a pain in the ass for me.
I know that people don't.
Well, okay. Well, all right. The thing is, I don't want to force people to hit the appropriate section, because it's entirely possible that you would want to go back and dick around with the perplexing door.
Right.
At whatever point you were at in the quest. So, and even more so as we continue to fill in the gaps in the perplexing door. And by continue, I mean start. let me see. Ratbot Killer says, maybe there could be an option for invite-only clans to not have the apply to this clan, so they don't have to have in their credo, we are invite-only.
I would be okay then.
Well, I mean, then there would have to be a mechanism for inviting people to clans.
Not necessarily.
Well, yeah, there would, because if you turned off the apply function and said, okay, you're accepted, go ahead and...
You'd have to...
Yeah, I mean, you'd have to have some way of either making the apply function available to specific people that you've invited, or to invite somebody.
Yeah, or just having to, here, let me disable this real quick and let me re-enable it, which
is
janky.
Yeah, that is janky. I mean, it would work. Let's see. Mavid says, hey guys, lemons. Yes, lemons. I was wondering how you felt about lemons. Can we have more KOL lemon items? Maybe a lemon pie or banana lemon yogurt? All who oppose lemons should die. The only lemons I like are the lemons on Lemon Party. What about you, Mr. Skullhead?
I'm a big fan of lemons, lemonade, and everything lemon except Diet Coke with lemon, which is awfully foul.
Yeah, I tried that Coke with lime, and it was really sick. It's like Coke with...
vaguely lime.
So yes, vaguely lime-like ass juice. I don't know. Like,
I think they may have used the mineral rather than the fruit.
that's
an easy mistake.
Yeah. I can imagine that there's probably somebody smacking himself in the forehead in Coke's R&D department now. Let's see. Mavid also says, hey, just a thought. What if there was a flu season in KOL? That unless you had the flu shot status, you had a chance of sneezing instead of attacking or defending. That would really, if done in exactly that way, probably get on people's nerves, because it would just be like us making you get flu shot season rather than, you know, a flu season. Anything that favors the exploiters, which this would, because the exploiters mostly just spend all their turns at the shore. They wouldn't have the sneezing problem. Yeah.
It's interesting how many players really want to make the game resemble real life as much as possible. which I don't quite understand.
I mean, really, it would be cool if the environment here was such that we could occasionally have sort of negative events. Because, you know, to me, that's what makes some, you know, other games that I've played kind of interesting. But, yeah, people really don't enjoy losing anything. Even if all they're losing is, you know like 1% of their power gaming efficiency, and it's only for one day, and it's funny, people still don't like it.
It's nice that they're so into it. Don't get me wrong.
No, it absolutely is, but...
Or don't get him wrong. Yeah.
Don't get hemorrhoids?
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree. Who was I talking to the other day where somebody was talking about having a clit on their asshole?
I don't know, but you're certainly up to the vulgarity.
Yeah, well, no, I was just thinking about that because I said, are you sure that wasn't just a hemorrhoid? And I can't even imagine where I would have been having that conversation or with whom. I drink a lot on the days when I'm not talking on this here broadcast box with y'all, and even on the days when I am. So I frequently remember little snippets of conversation and then can't really remember who I had them with. But, yeah. A little less conversation, which is something that, from me, we could use right now, I guess. Can we please have a Pocky-themed item? I like Pocky. Do you like Pocky?
You know, I just bought some banana-flavored Pocky from the Japanese, or actually the sushi store and the Japanese store inside of it, and damn if that's not the tastiest thing. It's like a pretzel coated in a banana.
Is that the first time you'd ever had it?
Well, I've had various flavors, but they really captured the banana.
Huh. See, I've only had strawberry, and I love it. When I visited Boston was actually the first time I ever had it. We were in an actual a Japanese mall that they have in Boston that we had gone to lunch at. But here, the only place I found it so far is at Suncoast, which I don't like.
Yeah, there's got to be somewhere in the big bad city then where Japanese people go to get their snacks.
Yeah, and that would be good because I could get some of that some of those tubs of miso. Because I like the tub of miso rather than the packet of powdered miso. But I bet the pretentious artist knows. That's the kind of thing he knows.
Yep.
Probably not a Pocky-themed item, though. I mean, if we ever come up with a need and we think about Pocky while we're... I'm gonna stop that sentence. Really, I think I'm just going to let that sentence stop itself.
I think it already has.
Yeah. Lenten says... Okay, Lenten says, any update on getting chatbots now playing in Radio KOL into a different color? That's something that I might be willing to write a little exception in, because chatbot does provide a fairly valuable service in the radio channel. And also, is there any way you could make it so you type /mod or something in chat and find out who the online mod is? People today were asking me to make a /mod channel. Which, presumably then the mods would just always be listening to, so you could do a Who mod to see what mods were on. The thing that I don't like about the ability to type /mod and see which mods are on is that there are times when there are no mods on, and during those times I would like to think that there is at least some action of the implied presence of authority. Even though there is no actual presence of authority.
Right.
And that would make that a little bit more difficult, because somebody who was, just a really dedicated jackass could figure out when the best time to perpetrate their douchebaggery was and do so.
That's been my fear.
Which is really a concern that I have about creating the mod channel, because I feel like if I were to create the mod channel, it would be used fairly comprehensively by the mods, and it would therefore become, pretty obvious when there weren't any mods on just by doing a Who in the mod channel. The other solution is obviously to have enough mods where there's always mods on,
right.
But, they're volunteers, and so they have their own lives, They're not always just really generously giving us their time to straighten our shit out, and rightly so. So, yeah. we really appreciate, just let me give a shout out to all of the mods that are listening right now. We really appreciate what you guys do. It's we would not be able to pull this shit off the way we do if it weren't for you guys. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you all. Especially the yeah. And the forum mods as well. We want to give big ups to them.
Oh yeah. Yeah, when I said mods, I meant all the mods. Even though we were talking about the chat mods, you know. Let's see. Stipes says, "Hey, Jake and Mr. Skullhead, I'm going to be in the Phoenix area next week on vacation. Which restaurants or such would you recommend? Thanks." Mr. Skullhead is only going to recommend karaoke shitholes.
No, not at all.
Not at all? What would you recommend for restaurants in Phoenix, Mr. Skullhead?
You know, it's a dive, but I would recommend going to one of the Weinburgers at some point, because damn, but them's is some good hamburgers.
Yeah, I've never actually been to, and by been to, I mean heard of that. Where are they? That's weird.
There's one out in Tempe, and then there's one by, like, 19th Avenue in Glendale, where I used to live.
I would recommend some sushi places, but every time I try to go to a sushi place, I get there and realize that it has gone out of business. That actually happened with, was it three places in one night? Oh, wait, you weren't there.
It was at least two.
It was at least two, yeah. Huh. The place that I like to hang out a lot, which is a restaurant and bar, is Prankster's Gar and Brill on Broadway, approximately at Rural.
Yeah, Prankster's is great.
Yeah, it's they got good food, they got friendly staff, and they got NTN trivia, which hasn't been working for like a week and a half. Or rather, you can play trivia, but then you don't get the e-penis contest at the end where you see your scores compared to all the other scores of everyone in the country.
Oh, it's just
which
not just, networked?
Yeah, which just makes me not want to play at all. Because I'm not playing against the, like, two other people in Pranksters who are playing. I'm playing against everybody, man. And if I don't see, you know, if I don't get the chance of, like, some, you know, supermodel seeing Jick on the top 20... and tracking me down and giving me free blowjobs, then what's the point in playing?
That happens.
I'm holding out hope. Let's see. Pope Guilty says, "Can you make the forum link in the top frame open in a new tab when middle-clicked in Firefox?" I don't know. It might be such that I can do that without making it not open in a new window as its intended behavior when left-clicked in Internet Explorer. Pope Guilty, if you have a solution, a technical solution to that dilemma that's not going to screw it up for anybody else, I'll gladly apply it if you can provide it to me. Lauren says, "Is Susie the arena mistress based on an old girlfriend of yours, Jick? If by girlfriend you mean dog, then yes."
Oh, seriously?
Well, I mean, I had a dog named Susie when I was a kid.
Nah.
I don't know that that's necessarily where that came from, but, you know, it has to at least occupy the same sort of neuron space.
Oh, Brahe points out that if slash mod is only accessible by mods, then if you do a slash who mod, you do not have access to this channel.
Oh, that's true.
Clever bunny.
I mean, you wouldn't, but I could make it that way. The way that I was thinking about doing it, it wouldn't have actually done that, but... But, yeah. Konefku says, "Jick, how do you say K-O-L? Is it K-O-L or coal as in coal? Danke Konefku." Oh, Danke Konefku. "Also, do you speak any other languages besides English?" I speak a marginal amount of Spanish and German. I believe that I still know how to say I don't know what words mean in both Spanish and German.
Awesome.
Ich weiß nicht, was Wörter bedeuten. And no sé qué significan las palabras.
Yep.
All right. Well, so I'm good on the Spanish one at least?
Oh, yeah.
Awesome.
As far as the question goes, personally, I'm K-O-L all the way.
Yeah, it had never occurred to me to actually pronounce the acronym. I know a lot of people do. A lot of people do at the gatherings, and I'm always a little... it doesn't, like, bother me. It just confuses me when they do it, because I'm like, Cole, what?
Because there's no E at the end. It's not K-O-A-L. It seems to me like it would be call, if anything. But then call is already a word, and it's not spelled that way.
But Pol Pot doesn't have... I mean, well, first of all, it doesn't have roots in English, and, as presumably K-O-L does. And, what other words start with a consonant and end with O-L? Really none.
Yeah.
And that I can think of, at least. Hey, I remember having this conversation the other day about words with four vowels in a row. How many can you think of, Mr. Skullhead?
Words with four vowels in a row?
Yeah.
I'd rather really just go on with the...
Oh, come on.
No, I have no clue.
No, we came up with a handful. Huh. So that'll, you know, some people will say so. Seldon says, no question, just wee! 4 days till Arkenstock. Yeah, that's how I feel. I am looking as far forward as all get out to Arkenstock.
I think that is going to kick all kinds of ass.
Yep, I just, the more, you know, the closer it gets, the more people I find out are coming who I'm excited about, and the closer I actually get. I'm not totally excited about flying into Arkansas and flying back out of Arkansas, because I don't really like flying, but yeah. Demon Cat says, hey, first-time listener and caller-inner, I don't know if you play rap, but please don't. We don't play any music on this show. We do sometimes give each other's mothers a bum rap or a bum plugging, in my case, with Mr. Skullhead's mother.
I thought like an ass tap would be a more tasteful way to say that.
An ass tap?
Yeah.
But it wouldn't have the word rap in it.
Well, it would rhyme.
Which neither did bum plugging, for that
bastard.
Yeah, so Bashy have three-part question. How you feel about clams, and what are feelings of you regarding ham-fucking and or ham-fuckers? Part do you non-question, you love week of drunken loving. I don't know where Bashy's third question. Apparently Bashy's third question missing. I rarely eat clams. I don't have any problem with them in the, you know, sort of deep-fried variety, but they're just sort of, they're like chewiness elementals. They don't really taste like anything. They're just the distilled essence of breaded, chewy stuff.
See, I've always liked clam chowder, but recently I've come to believe that that has nothing to do with the clams at all, and more just the general flavor of the chowder. So
yeah, I gotta say that I probably would. It would take me a long time to notice if I started getting clam chowder without clams in it.
Hmm.
Because really, I mean, it's in a lot of ways just all about the cream and the potatoes. E. Peters 02 says, did you know you've been consuming 1,230 player IDs per day since May 2004? At what value will player IDs overflow? What then? I believe player IDs in the database are an unsigned medium integer. So let's look that up. I've got a bookmark, MySQL 11.2, numeric data types. Medium it. They will overflow at 16,777,215. I think we're probably safe.
Yeah, we're good for a while at least.
For a little while.
I have to pay a visit to the bathroom.
So. Okay. And when you get back, I'm gonna do exactly the same thing.
All right.
Secure in the knowledge that you'll have gone before me. We're not actually in the same place, so I don't have to worry about Mr. Skullhead warming up the seat, which creeps me out. I mean, neither of us sits down to pee. We're men, man.
I don't sit down to pee, do you?
No, I don't.
Do you have any genital piercings or something?
No. I mean, I don't know. Unless, like... I'm trying to avoid waking somebody up, and it's the middle of the night, and I don't want to turn lights on.
Generally, if I'm drunk off of my ass and want to avoid whizzing on the floor, I've learned by practice and bad example to...
You see, really, whizzing on the floor is one of my greatest pleasures in life, as you can tell by stepping into my bathroom. Anyway, go right ahead.
All right, I'll be right back.
Da-da-da. Candleshire says, it seems to me that there is more non-trade-related chat in trade than anything relevant to the channel. Has this always been your intention to allow this? You know, This is an interesting. It was not the intention of the Trade Channel that it be used as a social channel, but it is, and people really enjoy it. And so, you know, it's better because of the non-trading chat. What would be ideal? And this is something that I might actually discuss with, say, Bunny Babs, or some other representative of the Trade Foundation, or the sort of some big player in the social scene there, as if maybe it wouldn't be a good idea to have a social channel that was created as a specific just sort of place for the people who normally hang out and trade to go. Some people have suggested, like, traders and stuff like that, but I would really rather come up with something that was not, you know, named after being a specific channel for people who normally hang out and trade, but just something that they could all agree on, you know, whether it was the gazebo or something, you know, and so then there's a way to open up the gazebo channel, and that's where the people who used to be in trade hang out. And, you know, something that would also attract new people who would then discover that little sort of subculture and see if they like it and meet those people and, you know, do whatever. And then allow Trade Channel to be something that... Because, I mean, the thing is, now, I think if somebody wants to... If somebody's just in the chat hanging out in Normal or hanging out in, you know, Haiku or whatever, and they want to listen to Trade to, you know, to try and sell something or whatever, they can't because Trade scrolls too fast to pay attention to if you're trying to pay attention to anything else. So, I mean, it's less a matter of me being like, no, you shouldn't be social in Trade, but you shouldn't have to. You know, there should be some place that these people can all hang out that will maybe make the Trade Channel a little bit more useful for its intended purpose for people who are now, you know, irritated by the fact that there's so much socialization that goes on in there and that kind of thing. You know, and these are the kind of things that we work on as we think of stuff and as needs arise, and that's you know, just one of the many benefits of you guys having an active administration.
I am back, by the way.
Okay, and I am going to go piss myself and get a beer. You can place the commas wherever you want in that.
All right. Do change pants if Lainey is still there. That's
okay.
After you piss yourself.
I will.
Okay, Starbum asks, will a high-resolution graphics version of KOL be offered for a subscription? I don't think higher resolution is going to help, honestly, so no. Generally, we're not planning on doing any sort of... Actually, I won't say generally, because then people will be like, what did he mean by that? So, no subscription stuff ever. Ever, ever, ever. Let's see. Dark Quakor, possibly Quackor. Could be an evil duck or an evil member of a peaceful religious sect, which seems odd, but asks, will you guys ever institute a KOL-wide lottery like in real life? We've talked about that a lot and just keep getting stuck on what exactly that would do and would it be any good. So, still thinking about that. Let's see, Jan, possibly Jan, could be John Revolta. Said, is it possible to show how many players are currently online? Well, we can do that. Jick and I can, but you cannot. So, let's see. Right now, there are 1,642 online, which is not the most I've ever seen, but that's significant. But I don't know how hard that command hits the database. When Jick gets back, we'll talk about maybe... just for curiosity's sake, having that somewhere that you can see it. Let's see. Ashaland asks, when will the Pickle Factory show up again? Presumably for me to say my catchphrase, which needs to appear on a t-shirt at some point. None may know the hour of its coming and going. There you go.
And I'm back. Thank you, Mr. Skull. That was an excellent job of doing what I normally prompt you to do.
Yeah, we had a good question on... The ability to see how many people are online, like the command that we have, if people can see that just for curiosity's sake?
Well, since that's extra hits on a table that's problematic, I'm saying no, just for from a purely lag reduction attempt standpoint.
Could we stick that on the login screen?
Or yeah, that might not. That might not be. You know, there are currently X people playing. I mean, or maybe that could go on the stats page that we keep saying we're going to make.
We'll jot that down in our little notebook.
Sure.
But I got down to
Cash Alone.
Yeah.
E. Peters 02. Mr. A prices are dropping. At what point where it is more effective to farm meat to buy a Mr. A than to donate for one, will donations drop off? Any plans to keep people donating? I don't think that they've dropped. Like, it still takes, like, a couple months farming meat to buy a Mr. Accessory in trade. Or in the mall, rather. And, or at least I think it does. Maybe it doesn't take quite that long anymore. But the thing is, the supply has to keep increasing with the number of people who want them. So, there's going to be a demand. The price really only indicates the sort of spending power of meat, I don't see it happening. And I mean, the plans to keep people donating, I really don't like to think about things in terms of that, but it's like the item of the month is my one sort of concession to the whoredom that is fun for people, and also if the spikes in donations that we get around the end of every month are any indication, prompt people to donate because they want the cool new item or whatever.
Yeah, I mean, even the merchandise stuff, which is still kind of in the works, and you'll be seeing exciting things soon, but that is more giving people stuff that they want to have. It's not really a money-making scheme.
Yeah, we don't like money here at Asymmetric Publications. We like, we like money insofar as we like not having jobs. But that's, as long as that's going on, then I don't really feel the need to, I don't tend to feel the need to take action to increase the number of donations that we get, because it's been fine and it's still fine. Like you said, when we do start selling the shirts and stuff, we're going to be selling them for comparatively very little profit, because we will be making quite a bit more than we make from the Cafe Press shirts when we start selling the shirts, but they'll be considerably cheaper to you, and really, the fact that, we're charging as much as we will for them, which I'm thinking like $15 including shipping,
right,
for the shirts, that really, it's only that high because we're going to have to pay somebody, presumably Zlaenia, to actually fill the orders and mail stuff out, because I don't want to do that. And if it was up to me to do that, the store would never roll out. So it's like, the stuff is going to exist, for the sake of the stuff existing for the people who want it. We're not going to, get to the point where we're relying on the merchandising to stay around. I mean, or to, try and pave the house with another layer of solid gold Ferraris.
Which would be good with summer coming up.
Yeah. Did I tell you about my plan to paint my house black?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm still pretty down with that plan, speaking of summer coming up. The black house with a pirate flag.
Hmm.
Yeah. Dr. Claw, presumably the elder and better educated relative of Mr. Claw, although it's spelled differently. In today's texture-mapped, high-polygon-count gaming world, what keeps people coming back to Kingdom of Loathing? My theory is that Kingdom of Loathing is like EverQuest, except you can play it at work. So, the same thing that keeps people coming back to EverQuest keeps them coming back to... Yeah, the thing is, okay, look at this... look at Snood. You guys remember Snood, right? Do you remember Snood, Mr. Skullhead?
No, I don't.
Okay, about 3 years ago, this was just one of the most monumentally popular computer games to ever be produced, and all it was like a crappy bust-a-move ripoff that ran under Windows. I mean, I don't want to say ripoff. There were some differences in the way that it behaved, so it wasn't exactly like bust-a-move. But, it was very simple. I mean, look at Tetris. Tetris, compared to most of the games that came out around the time that Tetris was out, was technologically pretty inferior, but it was cool gameplay, and people liked it. And I think, you know, there are just certain things about the RPG genre, especially, that can really be distilled down to almost nothing technologically, and it's still going to be entertaining. And we write all kinds of really funny stuff, so it's like, you know, where the game fails as a game, it succeeds as a humor site.
Right.
You know, and it's constantly being updated, so there's that. I mean, you know, presumably at some point, you know, we'll have something topical happen. I don't know. But you know, we create our own topicality the way it stands now. And you know, the community is awesome. It's just a bunch of smart, funny people, and, you know, people come for the stick figures, and then they stay for the
community.
The treadmill, and then they continue staying for the community and or the mall. Wigglebot says, thank you for my custom avatar, although I was kind of looking forward to punching you in the stomach. Yeah, you're going to have my back at Arkenstock, Mr. Skullhead, because I'm going to probably get a lot of punches in this stone match.
Are you anticipating that?
I don't know. I actually kind of am, but I imagine they'll mostly be joking. Mostly. Starbum says, are there currently any plans for a live-action KOL? Well, you know, we did the, we, and by we, I mean a whole bunch of really dedicated people who weren't us.
Right.
Did the KOL Con Carne LARP. I have gotten those guys to at least tentatively sign on to do another LARP at the September barbecue, which is rapidly becoming KOL Con 2 in an official capacity.
Keep talking. I've got to go check on something.
Well, okay. We're going to, as long as those people are available, the people who did KOL Con Carne, then we're gonna be running probably a shorter version of that, either the day of or the day after or the day before. I don't remember what the schedule is for the barbecue that Thor and Andrew are putting together. Which, like I said, I'm gonna just go ahead and call that KOL Con 2. It'll be September, which won't be totally horrible weather-wise. Now, don't get me wrong, it'll be horrible, because anything that isn't just dead of winter in Phoenix is pretty horrible. But, you know, the part of it at least will be in a nice air-conditioned place, and then the other part that involves us being outside during the day will at least involve a lot of booze and a lot of mariachis. So, and no, you're not allowed to combine the LARP and the mariachis at the barbecue.
Please don't beat up the mariachis.
By beating them up and stealing their stuff, because, yeah. So you are back?
Yeah, sorry about that. We've got a stray kitten that is currently living in our bathroom, our spare bathroom, and which I am determined is not going to find a permanent home here, regardless of what Jezzer Fly has to say.
Mm.
But I heard a loud crash and bang from the bathroom.
Mm.
And so I had to go investigate. Have you
fed it?
Yeah, we've fed it and watered it.
You're screwed.
I'm trying to keep Jezzer Fly from naming it, but we're trying to figure out who it belongs to.
You could name it something really objectionable. like anal polyp?
Yeah. Right now I'm referring to it as Zool, because I kept saying, when Jess would say, like, oh, the kitten, I would say, there is no kitten. And then I decided that then it should be named Zool.
Right.
For the time being. For the nonce.
Starbum had a parenthetical real question. Will there be any new marketing push for more subscribers, like a player-driven or official one? You know, again, that's really not our style. And you know, when I say it's not our style, I mean it's just something that we're really not comfortable with at all.
Hmm.
I mean, it's one thing, like, okay, put up posters. You know, like, your street team thing, like, that's cool, right? You know, the word is getting out there, but that is still really word of mouth.
Right.
I mean, you can't really say, like, you know, Andre the Giant has a posse was a marketing push.
Hmm.
You know, and it's like, yeah, we want as many people who will enjoy playing the game to find out about the game, and it, you know, I honestly feel like, you know, the things that I have discovered in my life that I was the most impressed by and that I thought were the coolest were not the things that I that I found out about by watching commercials. You know, it was the stuff that, like, friends told me about or the stuff that I discovered on my own. And it's like, you know, that's what the Internet's good for. We don't have to do that, and the people who are going to like it are going to show up. I mean, the Something Awful discovery of Kingdom of Loathing really got that ball rolling, and we couldn't stop it if we tried, at least so far. There has never been an appreciable decrease in new account creation.
If we had, like, a glossy ad in a magazine, what the hell would we say?
Yeah, what would it be? I mean, the thing is that, you know, I prefer to just keep getting reviews and keep getting, you know, the sort of marginal attention from the press, which is cool, because it's like, hey, you know, we're making a difference.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, yeah, I don't know. I don't see doing any marketing. But, let's see. Dro Kulix says, if you were to be a taster on Iron Chef, which chef would you rather have doing the cooking? And the first time I read that question, I thought it said toaster, and that's actually why I decided to read it, because I know dick about Iron Chef. I was just going to sort of wax philosophical about what I would do if I were a toaster. But now I can't. Let's see. Al Elric says, oh, and if my question sounds stupid, I heard that's where you get the goat. What? He must have had a question before that I didn't see. Yeah, never mind, because that's not going to make any sense if I can't find the thing. Inari says, any word on whether Jick will be attending the pajama party? You know, I keep forgetting to actually look that up and see when it is.
They're still kind of negotiating. I think they I think they decided on the 23rd and 24th of July.
Of July.
Yeah.
You know, I may be in New York at that point, so it might not be that horrible of a trip down the coast. Yeah, we'll see. Yellow Snow Cone says, lightning bolt, lightning bolt, lightning bolt. But seriously, can you guys plug my Ascension Art contest in the forums? Winner gets a Mr. A, as you were. All right, officially plugging Yellow Snow Cone's Ascension Art contest in the forums. I don't know where it is.
Also, deflect.
Oh, right. I forgot about the deflect. I still did you end up with any of the lightning bolts from KOL Con Carne?
No, I did end up with a bruise on my cheekbone from one of them, but that healed fairly quickly.
Wow, really?
Yeah, Dana O'Shea caught me right
unawares
across the face with it.
Wow.
And that kid's got an arm. Two of them.
Let's see. Somebody has sent me a picture of me in my solid gold Ferrari. Ha, huh, that's pretty funny, actually.
Hmm.
I want an assistant message that. Yeah, why don't I? Why don't I click here to reconnect to the chat? Jeff the Squirrel sends a private message. Why can't we use Amazon anymore to donate? The Amazon Honor System for donations really just kind of sucks enormous ass. Like, there's this thing. All right, there's a thing where you can look at the last, like, you know, the last time it actually, like, disbursed funds to a bank account or whatever, you click that link and it's broken. And it's been broken for over 2 years.
Shit.
You click to look at the history of transactions, that's broken. Just doesn't do anything. About half the time when somebody tries to use Amazon to donate, it just says, sorry, this person is no longer accepting donations. And then, like, 5 minutes later, it works.
Hmm.
Like, it's really, I don't understand at all how it is that they can get away with having such a crappy thing. And I guess, you know, it's because nobody's like me. What am I going to say? Like, God damn it, I'm entitled to my donations, which, you know, that's kind of just, you know, no, that's implausible. Yeah. The other thing is, it's almost, if I didn't have it bookmarked, I would never be able to find the page with the donation records on it. It's so complicated to actually get to it.
Hmm.
Yeah, anyway. Let's see. Toria says, so there's a real pretentious artist and a real Dot Galactic. Is there a real crackpot mystic or suspicious-looking guy? There are a lot of real suspicious-looking guys around here. But no. I can't think of anybody else who's actually based on real people.
Was Dot Galactic actually based on
Dot Galactic? So, well, I mean, I was just thinking, you know, like, I wanted to use the name Actually, what it was I wanted a medicine show. And I was like, what should I call the doc? And it would be Doc something. And I had been talking to Doc Galactic a lot. Because he's like my math consultant. So whenever I had a problem with like something for, you know, the combat system early on or something, I would call and talk to him about stuff. And we would just talk about the systems and different role-playing games we would play. And he would give me an awesome analysis of what he thought I should do. And then I'd be like, okay. And then it would work. And everybody would be like, oh, your game is so awesome. And I'd be like secretly, you know, knowing that it wasn't me. It was Doc Galactic.
Mm. That's a good story.
Yeah, that was a good story. Let's see. The Toad says, I would be all over KOL Paz dispensers like Scully on Chick's mom. Yeah, but there's just no way.
Let's see. We have 30,000 people playing the game. How many times does 30,000 go into 2 million? We'll have to decide how many of our active players... Well, actually, we have more like 60,000 active, don't we? Or 90?
Well, it depends. I mean, there's typically 30,000 people play in a day, 60,000 people play in a week, and 90,000 people play in a month.
Hmm.
And somehow, that works out to about 120,000 accounts that are not inactive.
Hmm.
Because apparently there are some people who play less frequently than once a month.
Wow.
But, yeah.
So if we have 120,000, what we'd need, everyone would have to buy at least 20 of them so that we can sell them
or
all?
Or some 17, something.
Yeah. So if every single active player will consent to buy 17 of them, we will definitely do it.
16 and two-thirds.
Yeah.
Go mental arithmetic. Let's see. I'm looking and looking and looking and looking and looking. Primavera Angel Hair says, have you heard about the trouble with the mine in Astral Shell? I guess I haven't. And so if someone would like to report that. Freedom Justice says, it seems that goat cheese has become less frequent when dropping. Has something happened with the drips at the goatlet for the Leet Traps or Quest? And by drips, I'm presuming you mean drops. No, nothing has changed, actually. Let's see... Stagadar says, you're wrong on the manage all prices screen at your store. It does not say how many of each item you have in the mall. Could you fix this? Sure. Yes. Hmm. Red Knight says, what would you do if you and Skullhead switched places? What would you do? Presumably we would have sex with our own mothers, and that would be horrible.
Yeah.
Zagnut says, why is Jick such a wuss? Why are you go fuck yourself? That was a good reply.
Yes, it is.
But I'm pretty proud of myself for that. And now I can search for a wuss to get back down to the bottom of this. Let's see. Are there ever going to be, says JLE, penguin, hippo, and yak outfits made of the pants, whips, and bucklers of the relevant materials? That's a good question.
Hmm.
I hadn't thought of it or what it would do. Maybe so. JGriffin86 says, hey, Jick, still playing World of Warcraft? No, I actually haven't played in probably 6 weeks or 8 weeks.
Hmm.
I don't know. Yeah. Primavera Angel Hair says, can we choose not to show certain favorites? What do you suppose that means?
Like favorite food and drink?
Oh.
Why would you
Now, that would be a pain in the ass.
Why would you
and
not
did
show
you
it, though? That's interesting.
And, well, maybe people wouldn't... are you still there?
Yeah.
Oh, that was weird. So there was a sound glitch on my end. I think maybe people want to maintain a favorite food and drink for, like, a personality kind of thing and don't want, like, white Canadians or fettuccine and canoes that they had to eat 227 of to get a trophy to show up in there. You know, the white Canadians, which they would be drinking for PvP. And, says Primavera Angel Hair, did you hear I got a hold of Gene Ray and that he will be appearing on Radio KOL in the future? Yes, I did, and I'm excited about that. I've heard that he's a nice guy and pretty entertaining, and I think that, you know, Primavera Angel Hair is definitely going to go the not just, like, making fun of him, but actually talking to him tack, and that's, yeah, I'm looking forward to hearing that, because, you know, the guy is just crazy in such an interesting way that, like, who knows, you know, maybe we'll learn something. FUCJYOU says, if Jick and Skullhead both got Sword and Martini Guy tattoos, would that mean they were S&M buddies? No, the fact that we frequently tie each other up and beat each other with whips and things in a sexual way makes us S&M buddies.
Yeah.
The tattoos would just make us, I don't know, especially homoerotic S&M buddies.
There's your xenophobe mention.
Yeah, there is your xenophobe mention. I was going to say we almost made it through an entire show without talking about xenophobe. Let's see. Hipcat Jack says, will the new council quests be listed in your accomplishments page? Yes, as I do them, they will have accomplishments set up. You know, the McLarchie thing is already an accomplishment for you helping the trapper. Let's see. Candleshire says, and totally unrelated to the game thing, what do you guys, Chicken Skullhead, think about Mr. Bush's plan for privatizing the Social Security system? What if the company I invested my Social Security money in tanks? Should the government cover my loss? You know, I don't care about Social Security. I'm not even laboring under a tiny, tiny fragment of an illusion that I am ever going to see a goddamn cent of the money that I've put into Social Security. I mean, unless I get, you know, my legs chopped off in a car crash or something and end up being able to collect some of the disability that I've already accumulated from having had a real job for, like, you know, 5 or 6 years before I started working on this. But, yeah, you know, and like you get to invest, like, 1% of it. Like, woo, I get to invest $40. It's just, you know, what the hell? It's not... It's just another one of those things like gay marriage. Like, hey, I know, let's get everybody talking about something other than what a empire-building douchebag, retard, fuckface the president is. And, you know, so then maybe we'll continue to not impeach him for douchebaggery.
So our political stance is pretty obvious. But, I agree, though, that... it seems like there are all these non-issues that end up getting talked about instead of actual issues, and it annoys me, so I stay out of politics.
It's not even political stuff. I mean, I took the test on that politicalcompass.org thing, and it turns out I'm a Republican, actually, which is weird, because I believe that, first of all, homosexuality is a sin. And that you shouldn't be allowed to live together unless you're married, if you're a man and a woman.
Mm-hmm.
Really, I don't believe either of those things. But, no, it turns out that it makes you a Republican if you apparently respect property rights. Huh. Or feel that the government shouldn't protect us from ourselves.
That seems to have... those are the old-fashioned definitions of Republican and conservative, though.
Yeah.
Or Republican and Democrat, I think.
Well, this was, I just think, like, I mean, it was sort of a four-way thing where you're...
oh, yeah, I've done that.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's like, but I'm a libertarian. I'm more libertarian than I am Republican.
Yeah.
And I'm close to Ayn Rand, I guess, which, I don't know. I don't know anything about Ayn Rand other than a lot of people making fun of Ayn Rand, so...
Thanks, Candleshire, for your
five-minute
tangent.
Derail. but hey, Candleshire is the shit.
Yeah.
Let's see. ANUS18 says, why are there no mommies or Franklinsteins or Wanspires in the misspelled cemetery? Oh, you just wait. There'll be some more stuff in the misspelled cemetery. Let's see. Stagadar says, when you emote in haiku, the slash EM is treated as a slash, so it separates the line between your name and what you're doing. That's annoying. No, it's not annoying. That's actually also not what's happening. I agree that a lot of people are going to want to emote in haiku and have their name, as it appears, be part of their, part of their haiku. But it's not treating the slash in slash M as a slash. It's doing what it does with every post, which is putting a line break after your name. So don't emote in haiku. I mean, the only thing that's going to do is put your haiku in italics and you know, don't do that. Just type your name again, and you'll have exactly the same thing. Only it will look like everyone else's haikus. which is kind of like that was the thing that I want. I want there to be a break between the haikus. That break being the line with just the name of the person speaking on it, because it's just a lot easier to read to me. It's not that I fucked this up; it's that I thought about it and decided to do it this way. So yeah. Let's see. Cheeky Jez says, people are upset about losing all the work they put in on their characters ascending. Can you say something to stop them whining? No, but I think Detective John Kimble can. Stop whining! I'm a cop, you idiot!
That seemed a little Charlton Heston-y.
Shut up!
Or maybe a compressor.
Come with me if you want to live. That was the worst Charlton Heston impression that's ever. Wow. Yeah. Part of it is that I don't think I've ever seen a movie with Charlton Heston in it.
Planet of the
I've
Apes.
I'm pretty sure I've never seen Planet of the Apes.
Hmm.
False Prophecy says, hey guys, this one is for Scully. What's your favorite DDR song ever? Mine's B-42. If you have it, play it as your exit song, please.
I really don't. I'm not into DDR to the point where I'm going to download the music that's featured in DDR, but I only have the first release, and of those songs, I really like the techno cover of Ordinary World by Duran Duran. It's not danceable, but it's pretty.
But you know that your real favorite song is After the Game of Love, Baby. Something, something, something. Like the one that where the guy is like, after I have sex, I'm tired.
Yep.
That was really insightful. Like, wow. Really? It's never occurred to me that that might be the way that human biology works before. It's clever. Bill DeCat says, that was sick about the lime coke, but he is right. Oh, me saying that they used lime-flavored ass juice instead of... Let's see. Amazing Oopa says, do you think there should be male strippers at Arkenstock? See, there are no strippers at Arkenstock officially, but there are strippers the night before.
Are there?
That,
great.
Yeah, Amplitude has arranged us a little, it's a two-girl show with a bikini girl apparently madaming. I can't think of any other role for the, like, an announcer. Okay, we need an announcer for these two. Up next, the other one. Up next, the first one again. Yeah, what are they really going to do? Then I guess some of the girls that were going to be there on Friday were talking about getting some male strippers, and, knock yourselves out. I mean, it seems like male strippers are just a gigantic waste of money, because I just can't really believe that women actually enjoy that.
Not to mention that men are a lot less shy and a lot more proud of their bodies, so really... any male at Arkenstock, possibly save yourself, is a potential male stripper.
Wait, save myself? Because I'd be too embarrassed to take off my penis manhole, which is what I call my pants. Because, manhole covers things up.
Yeah.
I don't know where that came from. I'm going to stop trying to...
Yeah.
I probably wouldn't take my clothes off in front of people at Arkenstock.
Mm-hmm.
And really nobody wants to see my skinny legs atop which sit a pasty gut. Let's see. Bashy, in order to help celebrate Week of Drunken Loving, demand recipe made for one day on March 17th. Beer plus clover equals green beer. Bow to Bashy in Week of Drunken Loving. I bow to you anyway, Bashy. You didn't even have to do this Week of Drunken Loving, and I would have continued to bow and bow and bow and bow, but I will not drink out of that glass, you asshole. Your comb was in there. Let's see. Yogmate says, any chance of a karaoke shithole adventure location? we really should put some karaoke mockery in the tavern.
Yes. The drunken rats now, one of the ways they injure you is by singing drunken rodent karaoke.
Oh, yeah? Okay. See, I don't see a lot of these things because I don't actually play, so your more recent work I've never actually seen. I need to go through and just read stuff in the database. Cryptic Angel says, Jick, could you say some things in German for me? German is one of my largest fetishes. Less than three. I already said something. I coined a word in German, that word being Möbelheit, which means, of course, furnitureness. You'd be surprised at how often that word comes in handy.
Especially when you're around people that drink a lot.
Yeah. Armac says, onomatopoeia. Excellent, Armac. That is indeed a word with four vowels in sequence. I know four more. I know three more. Yeah. Funny guy says, Boism has four vowels in a row. Wow, I didn't even know that was a word. Makes sense. Let's see. Hockey Max says, would you ever consider lowering the value of meat if there became too much of it? Well, right now, there's a pretty consistent trend of deflation, and I think that will go on for some time, so I'm not really going to have to dick with the economy in any artificial ways. Let's see. The doc says, it's funny how your short discussion of Jick missing the toilet bowl was something I hinted at in a forum post. You answer... Wow, that was disgusting. You answer a question while I look at this forum post and see what the hell the doc is talking about.
All right.
And who can think of the doc without thinking of Doc the Slut?
Not me. Not me. Let's see. Valerian Tantrum says, who's your favorite character in the kingdom? Is that a non-playing character or an actual player, in which case we wouldn't say because we love all of our players. But I think my favorite character in the kingdom is the Quiet Healer. She's quiet, she heals, it's all good.
The doc has drawn some entertaining sketches of us, including one of you sitting on top of the doghouse wearing flying goggles.
Huh.
Passeroni says, would you ever consider a bank of loathing where we could save with interest or probably get or possibly get loans? It could be run by penguins. Nope, no bank. No bank ever. Let's see. Lydak says, it might be possible to make a written version of your show since a lot of us are non-English speakers and at times we don't get your fast English. Thanks. Boy, I wouldn't actually be willing to spend the time...
For a transcript of the Jick and Skullhead show, type down everything we say.
Yeah.
I don't know, the forum thread, which we forgot to plug, 120 minutes of X with Jick and Skullhead discussion, 314, which is currently in discussion in the forums, is a decent highlights reel. It's not really a play-by-play, but it does give the highlights.
Yeah, speaking of 314, it is Pi.
Mm-hmm.
And was it John 314 that's in He So Loved the World That He Gave His Only Begotten Son?
Oh, no, that's John 316.
316, gosh. What was John 314?
Oh, shit, I don't know.
What, you don't have the whole Bible memorized? Some preacher's son you are. Yeah, wow. Well, I probably was... Yeah. Let's see. Rachel Kachel says, did you do something to the Colossal Closet? The table for the take stuff out is all screwed up. I've actually gotten a couple of I've gotten a couple reports of weird stuff like that being wrong with the closet, but nothing changed in the closet, and I haven't actually been able to duplicate any of the problems myself, so I'm really not sure what's going on there. I'll take a look at it. Send it as an actual bug report instead of a message to the radio bugbear, and we'll take a look at it. Black Belt Duck asks, so what would you do if you were a toaster? I would turn bread into toast over and over and over again.
I think I would heat up bagels, probably. Because if I were a toaster, I would have pretty large slots, I'm sure. I don't know what that means.
Your mom has fairly large slot.
That's fairly, just your 3-inch cock.
A fairly. Oh, gosh. Wow, that was...
Unexpected.
Wow.
No.
Yeah. Asshole McSenza message says, I used to play this game at work, but now my sysadmin has shown me the web sphere logs, and your site comes up as a game site. No more KOL for me. Question, can/will you change that? Can I? I believe not. Will I? I believe I can't. That, you know, you can post in the forums. I'm sure that there are a lot of kids at English boarding schools who figured out a lot of very clever ways to get around the sort of a work proxies that don't let you play games. But keep in mind that if anybody ever gives you a proxy where you log into some other site and you see the Kingdom of Loathing login page, you shouldn't trust it. Sometimes there are just some places will let you go through it by IP address, and actually some of the servers have multiple IP addresses that point to the same place for some ridiculous reason that just goes to show how irritating my hosting company is. So there are probably some tricks. I don't know them because I work at my house and I let me do whatever I want online. So I never really worked any place where they did any sort of restrictive internet stuff, except for one place where they just didn't let you do anything at all. It turns out unless you had a non-Internet Explorer browser, in which case you then had totally free access to the internet, which was kind of cool. And it allowed me to impress all the ladies at the call center. Somebody was making fun of me the other day for working at a call center.
I would think that the majority of people our age have at some point worked at a call center of some type. I sold America Online.
Did you?
Yeah, and I worked at the...
Well, you did outgoing?
The place up here. Yeah.
Wow, that sucks.
Telemarketing. I also did the cheap-ass Employees Wanted magazine, that free thing that you can get at the better gas stations in Phoenix, doing outbound cold calls for them, trying to get people to place ads.
Oh, right. My only call center experience was inbound, and it was doing roadside assistance for Cadillac. Hmm. So basically old people who were angry about being stranded in the desert would call me and somehow make it my fault. This guy called once who had, he called roadside assistance, and he said, "I need to know what to do. I filled the tank of my new Cadillac almost all the way up with diesel. And then I wanted to get out of the way of the other people who wanted to use the gas pump, so I topped it off with gasoline and then drove home."
Wow.
And I'm like, wow, you know, maybe you could have, and it really, you know, I wasn't probably supposed to or allowed to say anything about the car. I mean, other than like, oh, we'll get a Cadillac technician out to beat you to death with your own hubcap, you dipshit. Like, can you imagine how difficult it would be to get diesel into a gas tank of a modern car? The opening on which is not big enough to get the diesel pump into?
Right.
I mean, and then thinking that it would be a good idea, oh, well, I know, I'll fix it by driving the car! Yeah, that was largely the sort of thing that I had to deal with when I was... And then people who were pissed off that they had to, like, leave the truck stop that they were in to go out to the parking lot to give me the VIN on their car to prove that they actually owned a Cadillac. But I own it. I'm looking at it right now. How is that not proof that I own the Cadillac?
Oh, thank you, sir.
Yeah, wow, that's great. That's exactly how the world works. And you also weren't allowed to say VIN, because VIN is slang.
Hmm.
You had to say vehicle identification number.
What if somebody was asking about their scuba gear? Like, well, sir, I'm sure you can fit your self-contained underwater breathing apparatus into the trunk of your Cadillac.
Yeah, that's pretty good. We weren't even allowed to say VIN when we were talking to locksmiths, who presumably, you know, were in on the slang.
Right.
Anyway, that was another little tangent. Sounds like maybe this year we're... This show, we're actually starting to suck. Let's see.
I don't know. I think the tangents are they're entertaining for our audience. Yeah. If the audience disagrees, they can holler back.
That's true. Or they can start their own damn show. Mm. Ratbot Killer says, "Damn, Jick, do you get recognized at the grocery store?" Yeah, but only as that guy who pissed in the frozen food section of the grocery store and is therefore not allowed in there anymore, and please call security. Let's see. JLE says, "Why are spooky mummies in the forest instead of the cemetery?" Well, the forest went in before the cemetery, and the forest was all about, you know, old movie monsters, so that's why. The Fearsome Phantom says, why did you change the turns played to update it daily? Do you hate Iocane powder? Do you believe that there are shore bots? Bullshit. Every other player in the game were shore bots. That song was good.
I want that on a shirt. Every other player in the game were shore bots.
Ratbot Killer says, Italian is way hotter than German. I should know. Well, fettuccine, tortellini. Smoothitron says, Sequoia. Excellent. Queuing, says the Muffin King. And Froboz Pirate says, Aqueous and Sequoia both have four vowels in a row, and they have the same consonants. That's true. Let's see. Cub says, is there ever any chance of status effects in the game caused by monsters? Like effect slow, where you suffer more lag while playing for a certain number of turns.
That would really amuse the shit out of people, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it really would. There are a handful of monsters out there now that do give you status effects. There are some things that can poison you or whatever. We need more of that kind of thing. Wow, we've got two people saying different things about John 3:14. Dangerpin says, we know that we have passed from death unto life because we love the brethren. He that loveth not his brother abideth in death. And Rachel Cachel says, John 3:14 says, just as Moses lifted up the snake in the desert, so the Son of Man must be lifted up. Nothing to do with pie or pie.
She's actually correct.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Well, are the verses different in translation to translation? Surely not.
No, but there's 1 John, 2 John, and 3 John.
Oh, yeah, for the people with German fetishes, Johannes Drei Vierzehn. Und wie Mose in der Wieschlange hat, so Mutter Menschensohn werden. I can't.
Wow.
That's transcripted.
My nipples are so hard.
And moose if you get the question marks. I did get the question marks. Did you say your nipples are so hard?
Oh, yeah.
A question we get every time. Amazing Oopa. Boxers or briefs? Boxers. I just bought some new boxers the other day. Extra large.
Do they carry the reminder?
My penis is bigger, not because I'm fatter. They do carry the reminder of every glove that laid them down or cut them till they cried out in their anger or their shame. I am leaving, but I'll still prevent people from seeing your balls.
Yep.
Let's see. Sticky Nut says, best rant ever for us suckheads working in roadside service. Fuck OnStar. Yeah, the OnStar people were... actually, the OnStar people were not that bad. It was easier to talk to them than it was customers, because at least you knew they were some, jackass who was also working at a call center. Master Jared said, if you had a baby, would you, A, take care of it, B, eat it, C, take care of it, and then eat it? I would have to say none of the above. But I would have to also not actually specify what I would do with the baby. The Fearsome Phantom says, on March 7th, it will be Haiku Day, 5/7/05. That's pretty cool.
That's nifty.
Are we out of questions?
Start at the beginning.
Questions. Belgarian says, Arnold impressions. Jick is Republican. I think I may have actually scrolled down. Let's just read backwards. Aubrey Ann says, come with me if you want to live, is also from T2. Yes, yes, indeed. And Primavera Angel here says, worst Charlton Heston impression ever. Lusty Pirate Wench says, is there any way to get rid of this store funds terror and its unavailable 10 meat hell ramens? That's one that's a disabled account. Deleting?
Right.
What do you call the stuff that I'm going to start doing? The inventories of those stores after a while. I really need to. Seltzer Duke says, that Political Compass website is run by libertarians. You'll always end up as conservative or libertarian on the quiz. I actually didn't. I mean, the people in the chat who were talking about it, I was the only one out of anybody in Lounge, at least. I mean, out of anybody in the secret channel that doesn't exist, that ended up conservative on it. So I know that's not true. I could see, I don't know that it doesn't definitely tend toward libertarian. I mean, there might be some questions like, do you believe in beating the crap out of homeless people? And if you say yes, then, you know, you're not a libertarian. And if you say no, you're a libertarian. That kind of thing.
Right.
Mr. Happy Pants says, if I combine two anti-cheeses, would I get nothing? No, you just have two anti-cheeses.
Yeah, because they're not anti-anti-cheese.
They're not. Not like the anti-anti-antidote. Let's see. Mr. Happy Pants says, what are your favorite kinds of alcohol? I'm a fan of the Jack Daniels.
Sippin' tequila.
Sippin' tequila. Ah!
All right. Are you sitting on the ball?
I'm sitting on the gay I am blue ball. Let's see. Turk says, if you were a toaster, what sort of toaster would you be? I would be the kind of toaster that creates powdered toast. Zagnut says, why'd you take out the cranberry drink? I liked that drink. There are still some cranberry drinks. There just aren't a cranberry sword drink. There isn't a cranberry sword drink. Let's see. Are the Miss A's ever going to do something different? Probably not. If so, they'd have to be replaced with Mr. A's, and
that is
give people the chance again. I
the
mean,
problem
yeah, they,
with
know,
us doing something that's purely cosmetic is that people don't seem to get that. You know?
Yeah. Wasname says, have you seen that parents review of KOL that deemed it 17+? What bullshit? Yeah, actually, that's been there for a long, long time. Like, whoever discovered it in the forums, it was a long time. They asked me permission to review the site, which was more than anybody else ever did. And I looked at it to see what it was. I said, sure, review the site, even though I knew they were gonna say, like, whatever. It's such a, you know, I mean, really, while I'm sure that I don't agree with their politics, you know, what they're doing is providing a service for people who want to see what it's about, and they don't say anything that's really inaccurate on the review. You know, I'm actually going to quote this if I ever am in a position to quote some reviews. Of all the web-based RPGs out there, this one is definitely not the worst, which is my favorite line from any review ever.
Yep.
But, you know, it's just one of those things where a lot of people think that certain things are inappropriate for children, whereas I believe that the game is not necessarily inappropriate for children. I suspect that if I had kids that were, say, 12 or 13, that I would let them play this game, that it wouldn't be a big deal. I mean, you know, my dad let me play Leisure Suit Larry when I was in junior high, and Mr. Skullhead's parents didn't let him watch R-rated movies, and he turned out to be a deviant pervert bastard, and I'm a fine, well-adjusted, upstanding member of the heterosexual non-fetish community.
Sure you are.
Wouldn't you agree with that?
I don't know if I would agree with your characterization of yourself. I think you nailed me the other night. But weren't we at some point going to replace all of the mom jokes with jokes about how we have sex with each other?
I think that was your idea, and I sort of poo-pooed it. As I poo-pooed your wiener.
Oh, wow. You know, I was thinking, though, talking about that parent review, the way that the MPAA rates movies, like, you can drink in a PG-13 movie.
Yeah.
And you can say all of the mild swear words that we have in-game in a PG-13 movie. And you can kick the shit out of monsters in a PG-13 movie. So I would firmly rate the game PG-13.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, and that's kind of, you know, that's how we've sort of described it when we're, you know, when we're discussing whether or not we want to add certain things. Well, okay, is that going to put us over the PG-13? And no, it's not. You know, I mean, but it's just one of those things where it's like, you know, I'm all about parents making informed choices about what they want their kids exposed to, and that parents group website is, you know, they're not really doing any harm. I mean, it's not like Cap Alert, you know, which that's just something that you should read while you're smoking crack. But
it's entertaining. I enjoy reading Cap Alert. I've lost track of him when he shut down the entire website, and you could only, all you got was pleas for donations, and like to access your review of, you know, Porky Goes to Hollywood, please donate $20.
Wow.
Like,
That's pretty terrible. let's see. Opera Ghost says, I would totally buy a No One May Know shirt, even though I can't afford a Mr. A. I can wear a shirt. I don't know. Maybe we could do the Pickle Factory shirt. Although I hate to go the Homestar Runner route and just make a shirt about every marginal private joke. I mean, I guess they're cool shirts, you know, but I don't know. Like, they seem to really enjoy selling stuff. Of course, that's also where they get all of their money. They don't have the advantage we have of people being greedy for E-Penis and sending us money, you know.
And also being, you know, some of them, I'm sure, are just nice people who enjoy the game and want to donate.
Oh, yeah, absolutely, absolutely. An enormous chunk of them are, and I don't mean to trivialize that at all, but you know, they just, you know, like I said, they don't have a donation. They don't accept donations. You know, they don't, yeah. So, but, yeah. Although I kind of want one of those Scalding Lake shirts that they started selling. Which is like, a you know, one of those Colorado shirts from the 70s or whatever that are the rage. which I wouldn't wear it, but I would like to own it. Glue it to the ceiling. let's see. P.S. Says Genesis Genome. I could get a Mr. A in about 20 days. Okay, so that's about how long it takes to get the, okay, to get the meat to buy a Mr. Accessory. In response to what Lydak asked about the whole written version of the show, if somebody wants to, do a transcript, I will pimp it, but I can't imagine anybody wants to.
Yeah.
But if you do, go ahead, and then all the, people who get, you know, that's actually something that whenever I talk to people who don't speak English as their first language, they always talk about how much more trouble they have understanding me than other people.
Huh.
Because I talk so fast and just use a shitload of slang.
That, and you don't really modulate your voice for different, I don't know, you don't emphasize words like people do.
Do I emphasize them incorrectly, or do I not emphasize them at all?
That, I think that's it, is the kind of lack of emphasis.
I see.
Which is probably your Midwestern upbringing.
Well, actually, it's probably my desire to slough off the linguistic residuals of my Midwestern upbringing by trying to eliminate my accent completely. Although I think I actually didn't end up with an accent at all. I just ended up saying my yard needs mowed.
Yep.
Which I still insist should not be incorrect. I understand that it is incorrect, but it shouldn't be. You can say, I need my room cleaned. You can't say, my room needs cleaned. And you're doing exactly the same thing in both cases, which is just admitting the to be from the infinitive.
Yeah.
And...
Yeah. I'm with you on that.
Yeah, you totally are.
That's not something that I say, but I will defend to death your right to say it.
JT Rip says mole, as in a mole of hydrogen, pronounced like M-O-L-E, except I thought that was actually spelled M-O-L-E, and just abbreviated M-O-L.
It is.
Okay. How do you know? You don't know anything about science. Arcone says, where did you and Scully meet? Where the legend started? Yes, because the legend started in the cafeteria of Prescott High School in Prescott, Arizona, at the nerds table. And then we weren't cool enough for the nerds table, so we got kicked out of the nerds table and had to start our own table.
It was
super nerds!
It was, entertainingly enough, due to an argument over me being a bad GM and giving preferential treatment to someone in a role-playing game that I had created.
With the queer-ass vampires?
No, that was my attempt at writing Toon. And someone was angry that I gave another player a hint that I didn't give him.
Oh. We played Toon in high school? Like, at the high school?
Well, before I knew that Toon existed, I tried to write...
Okay. I get it.
Yeah.
I see. Because I remember playing Toon, like, at your house.
Yep.
But I don't remember playing at the table there. We didn't even ever play any real games. We always just played ones that either you or Nate had made up.
Yep.
And then later on, I met those guys who played Dungeons & Dragons, and we adventured in the subterranean goddamn desert. Sadie Seaside says, NTN Rocks, are you Player Plus? Oh, I am Player Plus. But I have, I have maybe like 90,000 players plus points, which is not a lot, given that a lot of people at Pranksters Garenbro have like millions. Thor the Mighty says, for whoever that was who was asking for recommendations for restaurants in Phoenix, whoa, did I mention that entire sentence was uttered on top of an enormous throat bubble? I bet it sounded weird. Yeah. says, let's see, best sushi I have found in Phoenix, Sicana's on Elliott. Feel free to take me and pay for it all. Okay, Thor, will do. WHTVROB.
Whatever.
Whatever, Rob. Okay. I was going to say, I don't know where to stop reading that and start pronouncing it. Have you two ever had problems with your iPods? Matrix Michael, my brother, just had his break. Also, be careful when it's plugged in at the bottom. It'll break easily. I have had zero problems with my iPod.
Yeah, I haven't had any either.
It's all scratched up because I don't take care of my stuff. But, Funny Guy says, hey, Chicken Skullhead, do you think you could make a section in a person's profile that says how many times they've been banned from chat? Like for trading reasons, clan exception, etc. I don't want to because people would get banned on purpose just to make that number get bigger.
Yep.
Of course, if we just started disabling accounts for getting banned on purpose, that actually might be a...
I hesitate to do that on the first offense.
Well, on the first offense, maybe, but yeah. Let's see. I realized, says the Toad, that the $$ feature in the macros could be used by Begzors to greatly boost their Begzoring by simply having a macro be message $$ meet please. Anybody who's doing that is going to get nailed. So, you know, I mean, yes, maybe it makes it a little bit easier for you to do that than it would be to just, like, cut and paste and type the names. But, I mean, you know, the point of the macro system is to make things easier for people to do in chat. And, you know, they're going to... it's going to make it easier to do the shitty things just as easily and as good things. Pringles Can says, if you guys have sporks, why don't you have a knork? I would really like to see one because I think it's everyone's favorite eating utensil. What is a knork?
I would guess some kind of combination of a knife and a fork.
Yeah, but what would that be? Like a fork with like a sharp edge on one of the tines?
Or a triple tined knife, or like three knife blades on one handle, which I would kind of... Yeah.
I mean, I could see that being just sort of a vaguely irritating knife and not useful at all as a fork.
Yeah.
Let's see. Why doesn't, says the Toad, Ode to Booze affect how many adventures my cherry bombs give me? They do. It does. I mean, let's see. Princess Lufa Organic, which is a clever name, says, this may be dumb, but what about a fortune cookie type dungeon? Gives one effect per day. One effect per day. You know, I always thought that if I made an RPG, that I would do a thing which was a feature in every RPG design that I ever, dicked around with. Before I actually made an RPG, that there would be, like, some guy who was, like, an elder in the town or whatever who once a day would grant you some temporary effect that would be in play that day. Kind of like in the Might and Magic series, you can donate at the church, and you donate, like 10 times your level times the day of the week that it is, and then you get, like, a big set of blessings that lasts a certain amount of time. That was kind of cool, but I just haven't ever done it. You know, there will eventually be something sort of like that, I suspect. But probably not a fortune cookie dungeon, because I'm not really understanding how you're thinking that would work. But, you know, if you have an idea, send it in. It's chances are we'll see it. Chances are we'll think about it. Chances are we'll masturbate to gay porn.
That's not a big chance.
Well, you know, it is a chance. You admit that it is a chance, right?
Yeah.
Totally. Smoothitron says, who are your NCAA championship picks?
I have no clue.
The North Whereverville, I don't care's ears. Hey, you know what though? This is how cool I was in high school. My high school band in Illinois, we won this statewide contest to be the band that played at the NCAA championships in like 1991, so we were on TV, and I got to play the saxophone on TV. And
I didn't know you played the saxophone.
Yes, you did.
Yeah, I knew that.
I don't think you know that. Yeah, no, yeah, I played the. Yeah. I played the when I joined the band in the sixth grade. Played the clarinet, which is the manliest instrument ever. Don't let anybody ever tell you differently. And then we had a band contest coming up, and there was the song that we had to play in the band contest. It's like 2 weeks from the contest, and it had a big tenor saxophone solo in the beginning of it. And the tenor saxophonist quit, so they had to pick somebody else to play tenor saxophone who could try and learn it in a hurry. And I guess they chose me because I was a badass. So, yeah, then I started playing tenor saxophone. And I started getting so much more tail in seventh grade when I switched from the clarinet to the saxophone that I never went back.
I'm amazed that, don't you? You could switch from clarinet to saxophone because they're not that similar, are they?
Well, they're the
same bass.
Yeah, I mean, it's the same pretty much embouchure, whatever that French word is that means the thing you have to do with your mouth to play it.
Yeah.
I mean, it was just a matter of, I mean, you could, if you had a piano that played one note at a time, you know, it wouldn't be that hard for you to switch to another piano that played slightly different notes one at a time.
Right.
You know, I mean, to play well enough to, like, be able to pull it off in a high school band also is not that tricky. But, no, it was weird. Like the place that I moved in my freshman year of high school, like, somehow, like, half the football team was on the band. Like, it was a small school, but somehow, like, it just had, the band was just really together, like, much more so than most high school bands. Like, actually was able to play stuff that sounded good. You know, the way that it was supposed to. So we just taped. We played some Blood, Sweat, and Tears song. And it's supposedly difficult to play because of all these key changes, but we were just all like, whatever, we're badasses, and sent that in, and then we won the contest and got to be on TV. Let's see. The Fearsome Phantom says, what is it like to produce great radio? I have no idea.
Yeah. If anybody has ever produced great radio, please write us and tell us of your experience.
Lusty Pirate Wench says, is there a set amount of rares that drop each day? There is not a set amount. There is a limit, but that limit is not always met. It's random. Xenophobe says, Q has four vowels in a row, and none of them are pronounced. Ha-ha! Which has one vowel in one row. Hey, my cell phone's ringing, and it's somebody named Restricted is calling me. Awesome. Huh. I didn't know anybody named Restricted. Tenacious says, Jick, do you always tend to mix up March with May? Yeah, you know, I've always had a lot of trouble remembering the order in which the months occur.
Huh.
And I still cannot produce, on command, the order in which the seasons occur.
Huh.
I don't know what the deal... Like,
the
I mean, I never... I don't know how that happened. I never had any trouble with, like, the days of the week, you know? But for some reason, when I was a kid, I just never successfully memorized the months.
Hmm.
And so I always have to think about it. Like, I still can't immediately match up, like, a number with what month it is.
Hmm.
Like, I have to go from October in whatever direction, because that's the only one that I'm absolutely certain.
You're not certain that you're of your birth month?
Well, yeah, I mean, I guess so. That it's really really only towards the end of the year is when I get confused, but apparently I also fuck up March and May a lot. It's weird. It's like, it's also something that hasn't really ever been that much of a handicap, so I haven't really bothered to correct it.
Hmm.
Like some stuff. I mean, I didn't know my mom's birthday for a long time, and finally I just beat that into my head.
Yeah.
But, yeah, that kind of thing. So... yes, probably Tenacious. I do tend to mix up March with May. Let's see.
Eyes of May.
How are we doing on time?
We've got about 8 minutes.
8 minutes. So we have exactly 60 times the amount of time that we would have to ride a bull to succeed in a rodeo.
Yep.
Awesome. Froboz Pirate says, "Where did the name Jick come from?" I actually never heard of the band, what is it, Stephen Malkmus and the Jicks.
Right.
But I wanted something inspired by, let's see, Ween, who had a song on an album called Big Jilm, J-I-L-M. I wanted something that was like a name with a letter wrong or something that kind of vaguely sounded like a name but just wasn't a name for no other reason than it wasn't a name, like not because it was, you know, unpronounceable or something. So that's when I started going by Jick. Yeah.
We do need some kind of frequently asked questions list that we can just read at the beginning of every show.
Yeah, that'd be kind of boring.
Yeah. We can read it real fast and do funny voices.
The Bub says, Scully, how do you type silently? Is there a button to speak on the mic? I'm amazed by your silentry.
Generally, I just put my... I rest my fingers on the keys, and I don't press very hard.
Yeah. Do you... I think a lot of people tend to like using those really clackety, like, IBM keyboards.
Yeah, my keyboard's pretty quiet.
So this person, False Prophecy, no, who was it? FUCJYOU says, I seem to have found a baby picture of Jick, and then sends this picture of some, I don't know, like a Japanese baby. I don't know what the, I don't know what's alarming about this picture.
The name of the picture is Jick 5, though, I guess.
Oh, I get it. See, that's what I get for not reading stuff. The 3 says, do you plan to discontinue any more trophies in the near future? No. Mr. Happy Pants says, what do you think about glass KOL chess sets? I am not a fan of weird chess sets, actually. I mean, weird chess sets are bought by people who don't play chess. That's my my thing of which I am convinced. Yeah. You know, I mean, if you wanted to make one and sell it, we could, I'm sure, come to some kind of arrangement. Mr. Happy Pants is, of course, the guy who's going to be at the Arkenstock making the glass figurines, and who also offered me a piece of functional glass art, which I might have to take him up on, because it's functional. You know, it can work as like a doorknob.
Or a vase.
With a lock or a vase, yeah, yeah, yeah.
How many things can be both a doorknob and a vase, I ask you?
Not very many. I can think of the doorknob vase and the vase knob. Master Jared says, do you like piss in your coffee? No, no, I don't. Doogmonger says, Jick, don't let people hate on your voice inflection. Your voice is sexy. Oh, yeah. I mean, I masturbate to it every time I speak while masturbating.
Hmm.
Crawley says, my room needs cleaned is incorrect, too. It's my room needs cleaning. Yes, I know that my room needs cleaned is incorrect. What I'm saying is, I need my room cleaned is not incorrect, and therefore, it you know, shouldn't be incorrect to say my room needs cleaned. Let's see. The Bub asked some questions that I'm not going to answer.
Yeah, let's stay away from that.
And let's see. Aubrey Ann says, to hell with sushi, go to Black Angus. I do go to Black Angus with some regularity. I likes me some Black Angus.
Yeah, I'm hoping we can go to Black Angus on Thursday and have our meeting.
Yeah, we'll absolutely go to Black Angus on Thursday. Because, yeah, I'm down to go to Black Angus anytime you want to be taken to Black Angus as an employee of Asymmetric Publications, LLC.
Word.
Because, man, I like some fucking steak, man. GCN Rules 1 says, have you watched Napoleon Dynamite? If you did, what is your opinion on the movie? I watched it and was unnerved by the similarities between what was depicted at his school and my junior high school experience in the what was that, the late 80s?
Mm-hmm.
And now I'm just kind of irritated that you can't go anywhere without seeing a Vote for Pedro shirt or just some random ironic reference to Napoleon Dynamite. I
saw like 10 minutes of it in Blockbuster just because it was playing while I was browsing, and I'm gonna stay off that train, honestly.
You ought to see it because you ought to know.
10 minutes with that mouth breathing dumbass, though. Like, this is our hero. He is going to be in almost every frame in this movie, and I can't stand him.
Right.
So, no.
And when I say you ought to know, I mean you should go down on me in a theater.
Hmm.
Let's see.
As long as you have my baby.
Succuba says, that doesn't sound like our accent here in Michigan, Jick. It's more of a Valley Girl accent you've got going on. Do I have a Valley Girl accent? Like, oh my God.
Oh my gosh, you, like, totally have a Valley Girl accent?
I'm terrible at doing voices. Oh, Gil Turan says embouchure, embouchure, E-M-B-O-U-C-H-U-R-E. Inari says, when I grow up, I'm going to be Pope of Canada. Awesome.
Rock on, Inari. Do we have one more good game question to take us out on?
Squall Lionheart WI says, where does the meat in Hell Ramen come from? There's no meat in Hell Ramen. The meat comes from ramen being so cheap that it actually costs you a negative amount of money.
Yes.
That is a game-related question. And are we done?
I think we are done. We will not be seeing you Monday because we will be flying back from Arkenstock. So we will see you in 2 weeks from now. Same time, same channel.
Goodbye, everybody. Have fun.
And enjoy.
And if you're going to be at Arkenstock, then we'll see you at Arkenstock.
Yep, and if you're going to talk over my music cues, we will wait and play the music later.
We really need some better coordination for this kind of thing.
Yeah, okay, ready? 3, 2, 1, good night.
Go! Wait, I had something to say.
Nope, you're done.